But the thing about, now getting back to this right here, we had about 50-some walls to tear down. That was the walls the Lord was talking about. In order to give us space to praise the Lord. And we got in there as a team. Fearing God. Working. And we got there. God will pan and up like he did Noah. And people were coming with 10 folk, 20 folk, 30 folk. And I said, good God, 40, all the way up to around about 90 folks. Young people. Amen. But I see something. I see an ark right here behind this building. Amen. It's an ark out there. Amen. And the word that comes out of your mouth, you watch it. You ain't seen nothing yet, Christian Fellowship. Do you hear me? Christian Fellowship, you ain't seen nothing yet. It look extraordinary to you, but to God it's just ordinary. Huh? You just keep on believing and taking heed to God's word, what they speak to you, and you watch and see what happens. God going to place you on a rock. And when you're in intel, you ain't going to have the service you're going to kind of have. You ain't going to be able to go through the door until. When they took the Ark of Covenant to Solomon's temple, before they got in there, the Bible said the doorpost moved. And if a doorpost can get happy, and if a doorpost can move, and they don't even have no common sense, but you got 5 cents, and you walking in God and bread, get to that facility, you go in there, you all sure enough get happy because you got some sense. And if a doorpost can recognize the glory of God and can move, you ought to be able to recognize God because he woke you up because of what he had presented y'all out there. Good. Glory be to God. I'm going to let you come on up here, Bishop. Glory be to God. I'm telling you. Amen. When I first come here, I used to see so much praising like never before. But what done happened now? What done happened? I see a little slack now. Amen. You might be doing it, but I'm just saying, look, don't slack up on God. Go hard at him. God, I'm coming after you like never before. I know you my redeemer. I want all what you have. It's mine and I want it. I want more of you than I ever had before. Let your anointing dwell in me like never before, Lord. Lord, knock me down with you. God, wherever I am, Lord, just present yourself. When I open my mouth at the grocery store, let your words flow out of me. When I go to, amen, when I walk down the street and they say, how you doing? I say, I'm blessed and highly favored. They say, well, something wrong with you. Yeah, I'm wrong, something wrong with me. Because the Bible says we've been made a peculiar people. Yeah, I'm funny. I'm a lunatic, but I'm a lunatic for God. Amen. You might think I'm crazy, but I'm crazy about Jesus. You might think I'm a widow or a nerd, but yet I'm a nerd because I'm a nerd for Christ. Because I know who I am now. I'm a blessed, I'm saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, tongue talker. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Be glad when God done made you who you are. Because you once were lost, but now you found. Hell yeah, coming around the corner 2020, you still here. That's something to shout about right there. Amen. Give us a little something. Give us a little something. I want to pat my feet a little bit. Amen. Can I pat my feet a little bit? Y'all get up on your feet. Amen. If you ain't moved in 2019, you finna move now. Amen. Amen. Give God something. He deserves the highest praise because he's worthy to be praised.